Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
Hello, podcasters. Today, the family discusses the different levels of dedication in relationship, first with our Heavenly Father and then with one another. As we walk each day, we are continually being challenged by God and with those who we have relationships with in our dedication to those relationships. The question is always before us, what level of relationship will you choose?
If you're going to be dedicated to God, it's going to be a full-time thing. It's not going to be part-time. It's to be dedicated to do the will of God. We have to get in contact with the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, how are we going to know which direction that He wants us to go? And that's a dedication in itself, to get a hold of the Holy Spirit. You can't have a life that's just ripping you apart, you know, running you here, running you there. You have to give time to God. And it may be a lot of time that you have to give Him. Because your dedication that God wants you to do is going to be different from the dedication He wants me. Because we are different. And so really, to find the truth is to find the Holy Spirit first.
Many times, you can't just jump right into the pool. To me, and what I've observed, that there is a thing called preparation. An important part of a walk with God is preparation. So what do? You prepare yourself. And one of the ways we prepare ourselves as we open our heart to Him, and as we open our heart, He requires dedication. He starts to train you. And actually, that's one of the things, one of the reactions of being saved, especially the first time. That experience, that love, all the things that you couldn't put a name on what you felt, created within you a dedication because you wanted more. You wanted more of what you were feeling, more of the wonderful presence of the Lord. And in order to get that, there comes a dedication. God's going to lead you through a giving of yourself and dedication. The reward is He'll pour more of Himself out. You'll move into a level of revelation, maybe even happened at the point of salvation for you. We know that preparation has a reason. Dedication has a reason. The more you're dedicated, the more God reveals Himself. The more there is revelation. It's exciting to see it because it's a repeat. It's a way of life. It's something you do every day. As you wake up in the morning, you voice your dedication with your love. With your worship, you're there. It's a sign that you're saying to God, lead me, Father. And as you show and walk out that dedication, He reveals Himself. And it's kind of like more dedication, more revelation. Pretty soon we get the idea. This is how God works. And what's beautiful about that is it's been said by many people, the Israelites talked to God, knew God, but Moses knew His ways. And that's what dedication that we walk in is, the preparation and the training. Then God reveals His ways. It's a close relationship you're developing.
Yeah, dedication is more of a relationship with the Father, with the Holy Spirit. It's more of a development of that relationship. That's what dedication is to me. Dedication, giving of myself and my heart and my being to the Lord, and being dedicated and set in my heart to do what He says to do, that I know what the Father is doing, and that's what I do. I know what the Father is saying, that's what I say. I don't want to be arrogant in that or sound arrogant in that, but that's what it becomes. It becomes a relationship where you know, where you come to know the Lord and you know what he's saying and you know what he wants for you. You know what the steps are, how to walk it out. I don't know them all yet. I'm not there yet. Every day, I'm becoming more and more open to understanding and getting an understanding and a revelation of what that dedication is and how it's to function in my life and how I'm to be a part of it.
It's a lot like what I was going to say, Deb, and so I'm still going to say it a little bit, is if you imagine a family where specifically you have a father and a son situation. The son, when he's first born, of course, doesn't know anything. He's unaware. He's learning what his fingers and toes are, you know. As he spends time with dad and with mom, he starts picking up on things. And one of the things that I remember learning was there is nothing that we know that we have not been taught. And so somewhere, somebody is going to teach everybody something. Whatever it is, you're going to learn from somebody. The ideal used to be where dad was around and dad would bring up a son into knowing how to function, how to handle finances, how to handle repairs around the house, on the wagon, you know, or take care of the horse or whatever was available at any given time when people had time. In this day and age, it's so difficult because both mom and dad work and you have a housekeeper or a preschool or school or some other means that is teaching our children, you know, rather than having the time to be able to spend that time. Yeah, I remember back in the 50s and 60s, there was more time. It was an easier time. You remember shows like Andy Griffith's show, you know? He spent time with Opie.
And they went fishing.
Yeah, and taught him things about life, you know? And I think it's the same with the father. You don't learn everything at one time. There's no big target where you have the end product. You have a daily walk with the Lord. And your dedication is to walk with your dad. And then dad shows you something which gives you the opportunity to dedicate to try and do that function that he reveals to you. Now, you can choose not to, and that's not necessarily a good thing. That's where deception comes in when relating to God the Father, because he gives us a revelation of something. And it could be very, very minor. It could be earth-shattering. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, it's going to require another level of dedication to walk in what he gives us. One of the things that we know is he gives us relationships. And boy, you tell me a relationship that doesn't require you to give up yourself in some way so that you can know how to relate to that other person. Mentoring young people prior to getting married, you're going to go out on a date, right? Where are you going to go? Well, she likes Chinese food. I like Italian food. Okay, where are you going to go? Oh, Chinese food. You know, and because he cares for her, he's going to go and, if you will, die to himself, not having the Italian food, and is going to be eating Chinese food. Yeah. But you give up yourself to be a part of somebody else's life. It's a perpetual thing, because depending on how much you really care for that other person as to how much you're willing to give up of yourself to be with that person. you know, unfortunately, especially in this day and age again, is the fact that people stop. There's no dedication to relationships in this day and age.
Yeah.
I think we've talked before, divorce rates are well above 50% nowadays in the United States. And it's because they're not given to each other. They're not dedicated for even who they knew that person was. They think, well, that person changed. Well, you probably changed that person. You know, you probably demanded and demanded and demanded, and then they changed. And it's like, I liked you the way you were. Why'd you change? It's something you dedicate yourself to, and then you get a revelation of something, and you have to dedicate that much more. And then when you're in that dedication level, you're dying to yourself because you've given to that revelation, which takes something out of you, which is not a bad thing. That's a good thing. None of us are wonderful as we think we are. And so you take something out of us and you get that revelation, and it's so incredible. And then you dedicate to that revelation, and it takes more out of your life. And then you get another revelation. You dedicate to that. And it's a perpetual thing. It's not
right.
A one-time fits all or none of that stuff. It's a perpetual thing. It's every day. You have to have a set of heart. And we've talked about our free will. It's our free will offering to give ourselves to the relationship or the revelation, whatever he is choosing to give to us, so that we can go on and on and on. And you know what? It's not a drudgery. When you get to a certain point, it's not hard. It's wonderful. It's life-giving. You give yourself and you kind of die to yourself. But at the end of that, it's like you get a resurrected life. You died. Now you're coming back alive again because, hey, this is really cool. The guy finds the woman he really enjoys. Boy, she feeds him life beyond whatever he could get from himself, and vice versa. It happens both ways.
That's true.
Well, I always thought the solution between different foods, like, what was it, Italian, Chinese? I always thought the way to settle that was to go to an Indian restaurant.
No, thank you. Can't handle the spice.
There's one thing that's really exciting about this dedication that God is requiring is it has a reward. But any reward, like you say, Alan, doesn't come free.
Right.
And God baits you. It's one of my favorite things about him, about my father. He's consistent. Once in a while, he'll pull a sneaky trick in, like put a guy in a whale or something like that. But most of the time, you can pretty much count on how God plays the game. He's baiting us. He will give you a reason for dedication, and then you'll work at your dedication, and along comes a reward of him showing up.
Yeah.
And revealing himself, speaking to you. A revelation is God appearing to you in a manner that is beyond words. And that's how he reveals himself, and the words come later. You'll have a revelation and not hear a word, maybe for an hour, maybe for days, and all of a sudden you'll say, wow, he spoke to me and now I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So the beautiful thing is now you're caught.
Yeah.
You bit. And you're ready to go again. The dedication builds because you love him.
Yeah.
The dedication builds because you know the more I love him, the more he will love me. And the more I give to him, the more he'll give to me. You'll go through it. And like Alan says, that you may die. And sometimes, sometimes you it's worse than dying. You wish you could die. God won't let you because he loves you.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's where Christ on the cross opened the door for us to have a relationship based on dedication and revelation. He died for that. He promises things beyond what he had.
Mm-hmm.
He promises a relationship with his Father. The very purpose he was there said, come follow me. And where did he go? He went to the right hand of the Father, showed us how to get there. I think when he came up out of the water and the Spirit said to him, this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased, that was a declaration that Jesus Christ had what it takes to be a son. He was saying, follow me, because he had it, and he wanted to give it, and he wanted to show us the way, the truth, the light. He was everything we needed. His dedication, I think, was at least then it was complete. Maybe it was complete before then, but I've always felt that was a dedication. That was a declaration that this is a complete man. This is a complete creation. He has the dedication. So we've got a thing to follow. It becomes a way of life.
The thing about revelation is it's not an end in itself.
No,
it's
true.
A beginning. God gives you a revelation. He wants you to walk in it. And as you walk in it, you will get more revelation. Too often people get a revelation and they say, oh, I'm going to hold on to this. And God's saying, no, keep walking with me. Don't just take a part of me and go try to put it in a corner and put a wall around it to protect it. No, you're to walk in it. And as you walk in it, it's going to create that in other people.
Dedication has a positive side. It sets us into a place that we can give ourselves to become free. He gives you the opportunity. He gives you the choice to be free.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings up the subject of just how far will you go? How much dedication are you willing to lay down?
And that becomes an individual thing.
Very much so.
That becomes an individual thing before the Lord. That's something that you have to work out with the Lord. If you're willing to walk where he wants you to walk, and that becomes very personal. If you want to give yourself, you open up and let him show you what he has for you. And then you have to make a decision. Are you going to walk in it or are you not?
Right.
The Lord's not going to force you to do either way. If you want to stop, he will let you stop, but he may not give you much revelation from that point. But if you want to continue on in him, then you say, okay, Lord, lead me, show me. Let me see, let me know, let me understand what you have. And then the Lord will lead you and direct you. And you'll get more revelation as it comes. You open up to that being dedicated. Shut your heart to walk in what he's saying for you to walk in. The simple things. Start out with the little things. Be dedicated to walking in those. And as you walk in the little things, the Lord will open up more until you say, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Until you decide that you don't want to go any farther. But he'll keep opening it up as long as you want to keep moving on. And it's between you and the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord's not going to disown you, though, if you want to stop, you know, he'll take you to that point and that's it. But if you really want to know him and really want the fullness of him, then that's going to involve some dedication and some giving of yourself,
mm-hmm.
like we've learned in marriage. When we want to do what the other person wants us to do, we have to give up ourselves to them to allow the relationship to continue.
You know, it's interesting. I was thinking of some people, some groups. They may not understand what we're discussing here because aren't I saved because I accept Jesus in my heart? And there is a truth in that. And, you know, being saved is one thing, But like Paul said, being saved to the uttermost is another. And then there are so many levels in the Lord. There are those who are saved, and that's wonderful. There's nothing wrong with that. It's your level of faith. It's your level of dedication. It's what the Lord has revealed to each individual. And there are going to be some who, where it says, those who suffer with him will reign with him.
Right.
That's a whole nother level of dedication that I would say probably a lot of people don't even understand. And, you know, you can't comprehend it really. You can kind of think you do in mental assent, but that's not true until you go through different levels of dedication. You dedicate yourself to something, and then you get a revelation of something else, which you dedicate to. Then you get more revelation, which causes more dedication and more revelation. And like I said before, it's a perpetual thing. And unless you do those and take those steps, you won't know that level of what it means to reign with him because you suffered with him. Just open my heart, because you know what? I haven't been there myself yet. I have committed myself to a lot, and I know that. And I have dedicated myself to the Lord so much that I have lost a lot. But I don't care. It's like Paul. I count it but dung, because that's how relevant it is. And we learn a lot in life. We learn a lot here and there. But if the Lord's not in it, I don't know of what value it really has. Like in James, it talks about you can't even love someone else unless God's in that, because God is love. You can't do it. If you rely on your human love, the right circumstance, you're going to fall right out of love, because if somebody talked you into it, somebody else is going to talk you out of it. I have become personally, I can confess, there's no way anybody can talk me out of a relationship with the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Spirit.
No way.
And so then I know a little bit of how those martyrs felt. You know, the Book of Martyrs, that's well known among many, many people. How could they survive some of that? Well, most of them didn't survive that. So how could they go through that stuff? It's because, like Stephen saw Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father. That's how they got through it. When you absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, know who he is, who they are in one, and who I am with them.
One of the things I mention is that dedication has a bad rap.
Mm-hmm.
It has a bad connotation to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I think that deals with Romans 8, where the accuser of the brethren is out there running his mouth. What happens is successful dedication, revelation, walk with God, relationship, repeating that, doesn't hit the headlines. What hits the headlines is failure. We're all going to experience failure, but we're not all going to quit. We're going to pick ourselves up, and we're going to say, Lord, show me again how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because of our love for him and his forgiveness, he's going to help us this way. Walk ye in it. I love what Christ said to the first couple disciples. Come follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. He's doing everything possible. He wants you to walk out your free will. And walking out dedication gives you an opportunity to receive the fruit of that free will.
Mm-hmm.
What you did is you just worshiped him. Your dedication is a form of worship. because you worship without the reward. You worship him, then comes the reward.
Let this go out and touch someone's heart. Let them learn what it is to have a relationship with you, Father.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.